You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus interprets the law of retribution. Learn more about non-retaliation in week 7 of our series, Redefined.
Today, we're going to talk about a topic na very much part ng, you know, as Pinoy, mga Pinoy. Okay, ito yung na-experience natin. I'm talking about revenge or retaliation. Yung ayaw natin magpalamang, ayaw natin malamangan. And the law of retaliation, lex talionis, we're gonna talk about that this evening. Pero before that, medyo share muna akong kwento about a couple na mag-asawa sila for more than 60 years. Meron ba dito? Kinasal na, mag-asawa kayo for more than 50 years, 50 and above years, kayo mag-asawa. Hindi yung ano, wala. Ito, couple sila for more than 60 years. And it's interesting, itong mag-asawa, they love each other so much, they're so open, wala silang sikreto over one another, except for yung babae, yung wife, meron siyang shoebox. Okay, nung kinasal sila, meron siyang shoebox na tinago niya doon sa taas ng closet niya. And ang sabi lang, ang billing lang niya, huwag mo lang akong tatanungin anything to do, huwag mong bubuksan, at huwag mo akong tatanungin tungkol sa shoebox na yan. Okay? So for the last 60 years, nakalimutan na nung lalaki. Or hindi niya na masyadong naalala. But what happened was, nagkasakit yung misis. Sabi ni doktor, okay, actually, your wife only has a few months to live. So, kailangan isettle mo yung affairs ninyo. And doon naalala ng husband yung shoebox. So, kinuha niya yung shoebox. Sinabi niya, maybe, ito na yung chance mo sabihin, ano ba itong shoebox? Sabi ng wife, sige, buksan mo. Pagbukas ng lalaki, nagulat siya. Dahil meron dalawang dolls, yung crochet dolls, at merong pera. Worth $95,000. So, nasyak siya. Ano ba to? May hidden wealth ba to? Baka isu ako nito. I mean, anyway, hindi ba 265 million yung tinatago mo? Anyway, paki-explain, ano ibig sabihin nito? What does this mean? Sabi niya, well, actually, bago tayo nag-asawa, pinayuhan ako ni Lola, ng Lola ko, and sabi niya, you know the secret to a happy marriage is don't get angry with your husband. And the way to do that, sabi niya, para magawa mo yon, is every time you get mad at your husband, okay, you become quiet. And ang gawin mo, magtahi ka na lang, mag-crochet ka na lang ng dal. Gumawa ka ng dal. And that's why, that's what the dolls are for. So, nung narinig nung lalaki, shock siya and parang naiyak-iyak siya. Wow, grabe. Dalawang dolls lang. Ibig sabihin, dalawang beses lang in all 60 years. Dalawang beses lang nagalit sa akin. Yung misis ko, sobrang mahal ako nito. Wow. So, that explains the doll. Pero ano ibig sabihin itong $95,000? Well, ito yung kita ko sa mga binenta kong dolls. Alright. Okay, so you know when in life, if you are married, okay, how many married people do we have? Okay, pakita nyo na yung mga shoebox nyo. No, just kidding. No, but not only for married people, but in life in general, we will get offended. We will get mad at people. People will offend us. People will malign us. People will sometimes take advantage of us, right? I mean, we will be offended with people. That's a reality of life. In fact, hindi lang reality yun. Jesus promised that. Huh? Pinramis ba ni Lord yun? Yes. Can read the Gospel of Luke. Sabi niya, okay, as long as we live here on earth, sino dito nakatira sa earth? Tayong lahat, di ba? As long as nakatira daw tayo sa mundo, we will have offenses on us. We will live with offenses. But woe to him, to whom the offense falls upon. So may offense daw, as long as nabubuhay tayo, we will encounter offense. We will become angry. We will become mad. We will be taken advantage of. And the question is, what do we do with those offenses? What do we do when we are taken advantage of? Pag Pinoy, diba, sayo mga Pinoy, ayaw natin magpalabang. Ang gusto natin, bumawi. Right? Babawi tayo. Start yan, grade school pa lang eh, diba? Pag pinitikan ka, kailangan pitikin mas malakas. And then mamaya, away na yung... So, ganun lang yon. From, it's part of our culture. And not only our culture, human nature rin yun. Human nature natin for us to retaliate. For us to get even. Right? Babawi tayo. That's part of who we are. In fact, revenge and retaliation is the human response, the natural response. In fact, there are several books, novels, mga sine, based on this topic of revenge. You're talking about movies like, you know, Taken, movies like, you know, John Wick, Count of Monte Cristo, Gladiator, I mean, you name it. Kahit sa mga local telenovela, okay, Ika-anim na Utos and others. It's all about revenge. It's all about retaliation. In fact, most of the telenovela natin, ganun naman, di ba? May under, o yung pina, you know, yung may isang pinahirapan. Tapos sa dulo, babawi siya. I mean, that's part of what we like. Bumibenta lagi yun because it's, we experience it, right? It's very common. Benta lagi yan. And that's why, you know, revenge is so common, it's so natural, but there's a saying that revenge is sweet. Kaya rin diba yan? Sweet revenge. Totoo ba yon? That revenge is sweet? Matamis nga ba ang bumawi? Maybe for a short time. Is it true that revenge is sweet? Yung isang friend ko, ang ginawa, nasagi siya, hinit and run siya. Galit siya, hinabol niya, binangga niya para makabawi. Sagi lang, binawihan. Sabi niya, okay lang sa akin magbayad because revenge is better than Christmas. yun ang motto niya. Sabi ko, grabe naman. But really, this very issue is always confronting us. And that's why when Jesus made this statement that we are about to read, He actually redefines how we should respond when things like this happen. The law of retaliation, He is going to redefine it for us. So are you ready? Okay, I want you to all stand up. Open your Bibles. Get your Bibles. Open it to Matthew chapter 5. Let's begin from verse 38. Matthew chapter 5, verse 38. Okay? It says here, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Okay? But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn your other cheek also. And if anyone would see you and sue you and take you to court, give him your tunic. Let them have your cloak as well. If anyone forces for you to go 1 mile, what did Jesus say? Go with him 2 miles. And finally, give to him who begs from you. Yung humingi ng pera. And do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. Let's pray. Father, bless the preaching of your word. Your words are spirit and life. May it change and transform us. Give us wisdom to understand. And not only understand, but to apply your words so that we would not deceive ourselves, Lord God. Give me wisdom and anointing and grace in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You can go ahead and take your seats. Now, how many of you would say that this is a hard scripture to obey? Okay? Mahirap yatang i-obey to. Okay? Meron ba? Nahirap. So most of you hindi nahirapan. Okay? Si Sir lang nahirapan. Okay? So mamaya, tawagin kayo para magsampalan. No, that's kidding. Actually, this scripture is a little, you know, it's hard to obey it properly because a lot of people have misunderstood this passage. Na medyo na misunderstand natin yung meaning ng passage, and that's why it's important for us to understand ano ba yung context, yung konteksto nitong passage, in order for us to fully understand and for us to really obey the scripture. Kailangan maintindihan natin yung konteksto, the context of how where Jesus and why Jesus was preaching this as part of the Sermon in the Mount. And to, for us to understand, I'll give you a framework, frame of mind, when we discuss this law of lex talionis or law of retaliation or revenge. Okay? I'll give you a framework to understand this para mas madali nating ma-digest. First, you need to understand that the mission of Christ was not abolishing the laws of Moses, but he was there to fulfill. Diba? Na-discuss na natin yun. Jesus came and he was saying na, I came here not to give you, you know, a different kind of law, but this was, I came here so that you would fulfill the law. But in order for you to fulfill the law, you must understand the spirit of the law. That's what I've been talking about the whole Sermon on the Mount. It's the same thing here. Hindi to, okay, this is a new law, mas merciful or mas, you know, mas spiritual tong bibigay ko sa'yo. Kalimutan nyo na yung sinabi ni Moses. No, Jesus was not saying that. Alright? So, in other words, yung sinasabi ni Moses, we just need to understand the context. He was not there to abolish. Secondly, ang frame of mind to understand this passage, we need to know the audience of Jesus Christ. Sino yung audience niya when he was preaching the Sermon on the Mount? His disciples. This was not a general application, universal application. Lahat kayo, magpasampal kayo, lahat kayo, magbigay nyo, whatever, right? It was for his disciples. For his followers who should be kingdom-minded, who should be salt and light, who should live differently, right? Iba dapat yung pamumuhay ng disciples. This was not for everyone, but for his disciples. Okay? And thirdly, para maintindihan natin to, we need to understand that this passage that he was speaking, we need to see it in light of all the other passages or verses that are speaking about this topic, about retaliation. Okay? We cannot just focus on these few verses and say, ito na yung full teaching about this. We need to understand the whole, the part in light of the whole. Okay ba yan? So, with that in mind, let us go and look at, okay, the first foundation para maintindihan natin ito, found in verse 38. Verse 38 says, you have heard that it was said, what? An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. Now the words or the phrase an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth can be found literally in the Old Testament, particularly in the laws of Moses. In Exodus, three times yung makita mo, in Exodus and twice in Leviticus. Okay? Now, this was a laws of justice. Actually, very, very, ang tawag doon is reciprocal, a reciprocal punishment for the crime committed. In other words, in Latin, may tawag doon eh, quid pro quo. Okay? Kung ano yung ginawa mo, yung punishment mo should be the same level. Hindi pwedeng nagnaka ko ng pencil, death penalty. Okay? Yun. An eye for a tooth. So it was a justice system. It was a principle of justice that was laid out by Moses in this. Okay? Okay ba yan? So far? Claro, di ba? So, but we need also to understand that Exodus 21 was given by Moses as guidelines for magistrates or judges and not for all the people of God. If you would read Exodus 21, take down yan sa uwiin sa bahay, basahin nyo, the chapter would begin. These are the rules or the judgments that you are to set for the people of Israel. So, this set of rules or judgments are for guidelines for the judges. Okay? Sa mga judges to, its design was for a particular reason. Binigay ito ni Moses so that, okay, in order to protect the weak from the strong. Because that's what usually would happen in a society. Yung mga mahirap, lalong mahihirap. This was designed to protect them. Secondly, it serves as a warning for evildoers. Okay? Pag may masamang kang ginawa, babalik sa'yo yun. An eye for an eye. In the, meron pa rin sa kingdom. It's a sowing and reaping. It's the same kingdom principle. Old Testament version lang. It's the same thing. And third, it serves to prevent the judges from inflicting too severe a punishment upon those who are guilty of hurting others. In other words, kung corrupt yung judge and may nasaktan ako, nyari nasaktan ko si Charlie, di ba? Nasaktan ko siya, nabali yung ano. Kung corrupt yung judge, tsaka kakampi ko yung na-injure niya, sabihin ko, nabali yung isang kamay. Ang judgment ko sa'yo, dalawang paa mo. So, itong law was given para may guideline yung judges. Hindi sila maging corrupt. Kasi clear. Okay? So, kaya binigay itong law. So, it was not meant, okay, for to be applied for everyone. And that's where the problem happened. This law was perverted by the scribes and the Pharisees because ang ginawa nila, instead of giving it to the judges, the application was a personal application. If something bad happened to you, you take justice into your own hands. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Instead of saying, okay, judge, ito yung nangyari sa akin, what do you think should be the punishment? No, ikaw na mismo. Ikaw na yung judge. Take matters into your own hands. Because that is what will come out. Di na malalabas eh. Gusto mong bumawi ka agad. That's what the Pharisees and the scribes did. And so, there was this series of additions that they gave. Nawala sa Old Testament. Kaya nga sinasabi ni Jesus, you have heard it was said. For example, hate your enemies. The hate your enemies is not in the Old Testament. Yun ang dinagdag ng scribes. That's why Jesus, I mean next week pa to, no? But he would say, but I tell you, ang ibig sabihin ng unang scripture without the hate your enemies is this. Same thing dito. So, what Jesus is saying is that when something bad happens to you, because of someone else, you are not to take vengeance into your own hands. Okay ba yan? What happens? What happened but because this was misapplied and misinterpreted by the Pharisees? A spirit of violence and malice, okay, was open. It's like a cannon. Binuksan niya eh. Eh kasi bawian eh. Violence ang mangyayari. Diba? Pag pinitik mo ng tenga, usually naman, ang gagawin, mas lalakas yung pitik mo. And then, palakasan na, hindi mo na alam eh, di ba? Because who would say, ano yung, gano'ng kalakas yung pitik? If you take matters into your own hands, violence would perpetrate. Never ending yan. In fact, in my own family, meron ako mga relatives, close relatives, several generations, okay? Several generations, ganun pa rin. Awayan pa rin. Because they took matters. I mean, it's not physical, pero yung principle, ganun nga. Nagbabuyo-ewan sila. So Jesus saying, no. Hindi pwede. Do not take matters into your own hands. God forbids it. Okay? Not only in the gospel, in this Sermon in the Mount, kala natin itong rule na to, nandito lang, sinabi lang ni Jesus. No, but even in the Old Testament, in the laws, even in the wisdom books, binigyan na tayo. Look at Proverbs chapter 20, verse 22. God doesn't want us to repay evil. It says, do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord and He will deliver you. Hindi lang sa action, even in your thoughts, even in, wag mong pag-usapan, wag mong planuhin. Kasi sometimes, hindi man natin ginagawa, pero sa utak natin, patay na yung tao. I mean, we discussed that before, right? But it's the same thing. We're taking the whole of it. And kaya nga yung context nito, it's important to understand. God doesn't want us vengeance on our hands, but on His. We must not allow even the thought of vengeance. Okay? Erase this from your mind. Iba kasi sa inyo, pag nalamang kayo, or, you know, na-agrabyado kayo, ang iniisip nyo lagi, bullet day, I will giant you. Ano yung sabihin nun? Sa Tagalog, balang araw, maghihiganti ako sa'yo. Sabi ni Jesus, hindi. Even your thoughts. Even your thoughts. Hindi kayo makaget over, no? Sa yung scripture na lang, baka hindi nila marinig yung iba sasabihin ko. But the principle is, when Jesus says, do not resist the evil man, okay? He's talking about that, not taking vengeance in our own hands. And again, by the end of this, I'll give you a most balanced view of this. But I won't put it now because I want for you to feel the full force of what Jesus is saying. Okay? Ang gusto ni Jesus is not to take vengeance or matters in our own hands. In fact, He gives us four common situations na lahat tayo would encounter. Siyempre, ang framework nito is during the Roman times, but even today, we encounter these four areas where people can take advantage or we can be offended or we can, you know, four situations na gusto nating bumawi. Gusto nating, you know, patayin na sila or something like that. Tirisin na sila. Four situations. And what are these? When we are insulted or dishonored, when we are taken advantage of, when we are forced to do something, and we are solicited from or may hinihingi sa atin. Okay? Let's discuss this very quickly. Yung four examples na binigay ni Jesus. First, when we are insulted or dishonored. Verse 39 says, but if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Now, how many of you would say na literal ba nating i-apply to? Universal ba nating i-apply to, i-obey to? Wow. Demonstrate ko na lang para mas maintindihan natin. Charlie, alika dito. Ano ba ibig sabihin ito? Okay? When someone slaps you, okay, on the right cheek. Okay? Ready ka na? Oh, nagre-ready na. Okay? Mamaya kaliwa ah. 1, 2, 3. Ay, kulang yung acting. Wait. Ang tanong ko, saan siya tinamaan? Anong cheek? Left cheek. So, hindi ito yung sinasabi ni Jesus. Ang sinasabi ni Jesus, when someone slaps you, the right cheek. Most Roman citizens are right-handed. So, ang ibig sabihin, papak. Wapak. Okay? Yun lang, bro. Kinakabahan niyo. Hindi ba nakabahan? Thank you, Charlie. Sabi ko. Okay lang ba, bro? Di ba pag sinampal ka ng backhanded instead of forehanded? Pag backhand, parang mas nakakaano yun eh, di ba? Mas dishonoring and insulting pag napanood mo sa TV or nagawa na sa inyo. Mas dishonoring or insulting pag ganun ang sampal. And that's what Jesus was talking about. Someone slaps you on the right, offer the left. Ano ba ibig sabihin ni Jesus dito? Okay? Na gawin tayong punching bag? Is that what Jesus was talking about? I believe these four examples could again be better understood in light of the framework of do not resist the evil man. Lahat to, yun ang framework. Do not take this individually. Magpasampal ka, kanan, kaliwa, up, down, whatever. No, this is not, Jesus was not saying that. But in the context of that, that he does not, the principle is, he does not want quarrel or fighting or violence as much as you can. Okay? Kasi ang issue naman dito is, kung na-dishonor ka. Okay? Kung na-dishonor ka. Or if it's your name or reputation. Jesus said naman, ano ba yung reputation ng honor natin among men compared to our honor with God? If you are doing things for the kingdom of God and you are dishonored, so what? Greater is your reward in heaven. If you, blessed are those who are persecuted, right? Of course, if you are persecuted and insulted because you're doing evil, because gumagawa ka ng kalokohan, that's a totally different matter. We're talking about disciples that Jesus is talking about. Diba? He is addressing disciples in kingdom mindset, kingdom living. So in that context, when someone does something bad to you, in the context of living uprightly, as much as you can, if it's a personal matter, just swallow it. Because you are a peacemaker. It doesn't mean you're weak. You are meek. There's strength inside of you. But it's not make you weak. Meekness is different. And again, just to put a little balance here, it does not mean we do not put up self-defense. Right? We can defend ourselves. Does not mean, sige, bugbugin mo na ako. No, you can defend yourself. But yung fighting because galit ka, vengeance is different. Okay? I don't want to give too much exceptions now. But I'm giving the principle more than the action. The literal action first. The principle. Not violence. Okay? Now, Jesus allowed the disciples to carry swords. Jesus allowed Peter to carry a sword to defend himself. Kasi naglalakad sila sa madilim, may mga robbers, may mga magnanakaw yan eh. That's why when they were in the garden and Jesus was arrested, diba, hinugot niya. So, ang ibig sabihin ba? Pag ano, wala nang kahit na, no, to defend themselves. Eh, pero si Peter, anong ginawa niya? Nauna siya. Pinagutan niya yung tenga, right? That's why Jesus, wait, that's not what I taught you. Balik mo yung sword mo. Babalik ko yung tenga. Okay? Jesus said, no. They've come. Do, you know, what you've been, you know, meant to do. Arrest me. Because Jesus is thinking about the kingdom. There's something more to it. Okay? So clear. So, self-defense. But there was something else. Jesus was telling and teaching the disciples. And that's why, you know, when there is injustice done to us, if there is an offense, ang gusto na, pag gusto nyong lumaban, pag gusto nyong bumawi, what Jesus is saying is your first reaction should not be to get even. Okay? To give back what they gave to you. But your first response should be to forgive. Forgive. Because forgiveness is the first step for you to get justice. In fact, I like the quote of Tim Keller. He says this, if you try to get justice before forgiving someone, you're not going for justice. You're going for vengeance. And you will never get justice. If you take justice in your own hands, you will never experience true justice. Because God is not allowed to work. But what did God say? Make room for the vengeance and the wrath of God. Bigay mo kay Lord yan. When you forgive, you allow God to work in your situation. If you take justice in your own hands, then God is stopped. That's why Jesus said, when you are at the altar and you have, if you are, may, di ba, may alitan kayo? If you're angry, if there's unforgiveness with your brother, first settle it so that your heavenly Father can forgive, can release the grace, can move on your behalf. Okay? All right, let me move along, okay? I hope you're getting something, okay? So that's when you're being insulted. Next, he gave an example when we are taken advantage of. Verse 40, if anyone would sue you, take you to court, and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. Now, this one, to get understanding the context of this, during those times, if you are, at least in the Old Testament, when you are a slave, when you owe, pag may utang ka, okay, and then di mo bayaran, yung lender would go to you and would get your cloak. Okay? Or get your... Kasi dalawa yung damit nung unang panahon. Yung mga mahihirap, dalawa lang. Meron silang inner garment, the tunic, and meron silang cloak, the outer. And so, what would happen is, kukunin nila yun kasi para mabaya, habang wala pa, yun yung collateral, akin na muna to until mabayaran mo yung utang. But the law also provides... Kasi if you get the spirit of the law, that it's also for those who are may utang, sa may hirap rin, remember, yun yung isang premise why the laws were created. It's not for just for the rich, it's justice system. Ang nangyayari is, yung mga may hirap, they use the cloak, okay, they use the cloak as their blanket pag malamig. Kasi desert sila nakatira, di ba? So yun yung blanket, doubles as their blanket. So pag kinuha yung cloak, they will freeze to death at night in winter. So what would happen if you read Exodus and Leviticus, if someone owes you and they would get that, the cloak, they would have at night to give you back the cloak. Matulog ka with the cloak. In the morning, they would have to surrender it back to you. Yun yung law. Okay? Pero the scribes and the Pharisees, sinabi, hindi. Pagkukuha na, wala na. Wala nang ano. Kasi iba yung spirit. Iba yung gustong patakbuhin ng scribes. That's why Jesus said, no, no, no. In this case, what Jesus was espousing is not, okay, lahat ng mga Kristiyano, pag nagsuka kayo, ibigay nyo na lahat. Okay? Nakahubad na tayo lahat. Mag-freeze to death. Or when someone sues you, ibig sabihin, sige, magpa-demanda ka, pa-demanda mo na rin kapatid mo. What Jesus is saying is not that actually. What he is saying is, he's getting our eyes not on temporal things like cloaks or clothing. Okay? To put our eyes beyond that and to look at things that are eternal, not things that are temporal. Now, there may be cases that kasi parang dito, okay, pag may kaso, huwag mo nang kasuhan. There may be instances where you may need to take legal action against one who maybe defrauds you, may ninakaw ng malaking amount sa buong clan niya, whatever. But that must be the last resort, not the first one. Nung panahon kasi to, sulang ng sulahat. Okay? Sabi ni Jesus, no, 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 no. Okay? Be generous. Okay? Kung be generous, kung ikaw may mali, well, go and give. Don't take the matter into your own hands. Allow God to work in your situation. And it does not only necessarily mean that's about money. Now I remember when I was not before I became a full-time pastor, I had a food business. Meron akong Mexican food stall sa mga schools. And so there was one time that we were about to start, you know, in one school in Manila, and nagpagawa ako ng food cart. So I gave the money. In fact, I gave the whole money kasi nagmamadali na ako. I gave the entire amount, malaki-laki amount, to give the entire thing. And so nung, I think a month yung binigay. Pero nung last 3 days na, nung every week naman pumunta, pero yung last 3 days, promise siya ng promise eh. Pero nung nandun na, wala pa rin nangyayari. And so, you know, I was in deadline, yung kausap ko doon, maproblema. And so, ang dami niyang reason binibigay kung bakit hindi nagawa and all of this. And so, I mean, galit na ako in the inside, kami dalawa, my wife and I, we're so mad. Ano ba to? Nagpapalusot? Ano nangyayari sa pera and all of these things? So, kulang na lang, at least in my mind, yun na parang gusto ko ng, alam mo yun, sa mind mo, ang dami mo ang ginagawa. But somehow, the Holy Spirit got hold of me and my wife in the midst of that anger, and we were being taken advantage. Wala na yung pera. Hindi pa tapos yung card. Anong gagawin namin? We have a deadline. The Holy Spirit took hold of me and said, you know what? Instead of getting mad, you get even by giving her the gospel. So, huh? O sige. From start, parang, alam mo yun, ganun pa yung mukha ko. But, pag-share ko ng gospel, naiiba yung heart. Naiiba yung heart eh. So, share ng gospel. We share the gospel to her. And praise God, she surrendered her life. And when she gave her life to Jesus Christ, dun siya nag-open up, umiiyak na siya, humagol-gol. Ang dami na nangyayari sa business nila, ang daming tinatakbo yung pera niya, and all of this. So, sabi niya, pati yung pera niyo, nawala na, kulang na yung, hindi ko na matatapos yan. Sabi ko, sige, her soul was more important than money. That's what Jesus, ito yung ibig sabihin nun. May something more, something eternal that's at stake. Sabi ko, sige, yung pera, I'll give money, just make sure na matapos natin, if you have a spare, ano, okay lang, sige. I mean, of course, sakit pa rin yun, but at the same time, I knew that her soul was more important than the money or and all of these things. And so with that said, finally natapos na rin, I just had to shell out. But for me, I'm just glad that she gave her life to Jesus Christ. And for whatever, kung totoo man yun o hindi, yung pinagsasabi niya, the gospel, God is the one who will take care of her. Amen? So that's what Jesus is saying. Instead of going to court, bigyan mo na lang. And it's not just all about money anyway. Right? Hindi naman pera-pera lang to. There's something else at stake. Something eternal. Amen? Third, situation na binigay ni Jesus when we're forced to do something. Verse 41, if anyone forces to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Now, during this time, Roman rule sila. They're under Roman rule. And the Roman soldiers, as part of, you know, yung rules nila, when they are, ang tawag dito, forced labor. When they're on their way to a city and they're carrying some stuff or they have equipment, they can just call anyone na under their jurisdiction, any Jew or any slave, and say, okay, you carry this stuff for 1 mile. And after 1 mile, they'll call another one to carry that stuff. Okay? So, sabi ni Jesus, when someone does that, when you're forced to do something that you don't like, it's a forced labor, okay? Then go the extra mile. Make it 2. Ngayon, positive yung extra mile, di ba? Because of this. But ang context nan is that. Can you imagine, kunyari, during the Japanese War? Sino ba ditong, yung war, that occupied tayo ng Japan, di ba? Forced labor tayo. Sinabi, ito yung gagawin mo, hindi, more, mas marami ang gusto ko, to betray my nation. Parang ganun yun. Isang sabi ni Jesus, it's the same mindset when the Jews were hearing this, what? But it's the principle. the spirit that Jesus was talking about. Okay? About resisting not the evil man, not taking matters in your own hands, not being violent, but allowing God to work. Going the extra mile. Going the extra mile. That should be the attitude of a disciple. Remember Joseph? Joseph became a slave, but he did his best. He went the extra mile. And guess what? It was God who turned his situation around. It was God who began to promote him. He was a slave in a foreign land. Pero yung mindset ni Joseph is iba. Right? Iba. And that's what Jesus was saying. Because we're disciples, iba yung mindset natin. Don't think of getting even. Okay? So maybe you're a student, or maybe you're a, you know, you're a child, may pinapagawa sa yung parents. Of course, obey your parents. But if there are some things, I'm not saying that yung parents are forcing their children into forced labor. Iba yun, okay? But anyway, I hope you got it naman, iba? And lastly, okay, when something is solicited or yung hinihingan tayo ng pera, okay, I think mas common to sa Pilipinas. Verse 42, give to the one who begs from you, do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. Wow. If we would obey this teaching of Jesus Christ, universally and absolutely, lahat ng Kristiyano maghihirap. Lahat ng lumapit, di ba? Bibigyan mo. Tsaka hindi lang yung bigay mo lahat. But again, we have to understand the spirit or the context of this. Context that Jesus was saying is about that of generosity. It doesn't mean you give money every time, but generosity is a principle. It's a principle. As long as you can, as long as you are able without compromising all the other things, kung kaya, ibigay mo. To be generous. That is the principle. That's the spirit. And it doesn't necessarily have to be money. Remember Peter and John in Acts chapter 3, when they were in the beautiful gate, there was a beggar, hiningan silang pera. And sabi ni Peter, wala akong pera. But I can still give you something. That's a heart of generosity. Silver and gold, have I none. But what I have, I want to give you. In the name of Jesus, rise and walk. He gave him something better, something eternal. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And along with it, healing and salvation. But it came from the wellspring of generosity. As disciples, that's part of it. Nandito, naka-wrap up lahat to sa Sermon on the Mount about being generous, not looking at temporal things, but eternal things. It's all it. Ito yun. You have to look at it in those lenses. I remember this story. This Payne Stewart, a famous golfer who became a champion in the U.S., he's a devout Christian, strong Christian. Okay, he would be generous to, you know, he would give. And I remember it, before a championship round, one of his caddies or assistant caddies came up to him and said, I need your help badly. My son is in the hospital, very, very sick. And in order to treat him, I would need to get to borrow $10,000 in order to treat my son. And so him, I mean, he's rich. He's champion golfer. So he writes a check, gives it to him, plays golf, and during that time, he won a championship. And during the interview, okay, one of the reporters, you know, came up to him and said, you know what, Mr. Stewart, remember the caddy that asked money for you? We found out later this afternoon that he actually, it's not true. He actually ran away with your money. Okay, his son was never sick. He was not in the hospital. So he just ran away with your $10,000. So what would you respond to that? And so he asked, so you mean to tell me his son was never sick and was never in the hospital? No, sir. I'm sorry to say that. To which, anong response niya? Sabi niya, well, that's the best news I've heard the entire day. That his son was never sick. That there was no boy in the hospital. Praise God. For someone who was the rich, it's better for that kind of news. Right? Nawalan siya. He lost amount of money, but for him, his perspective was different. That's why sometimes there are people who ask money. The Lord just says, give to the poor. Yeah, I used to evaluate, Lord, mukha bang ano to? Mafia to or something. But Jesus did not say, I mean, this is my personal conviction. I'm not putting this on you. Jesus did not say, give only to those who do not look like nasa sindikato sila, right? So give to the poor. So I have allocated ones to just give to the poor. And it's up to God. It's up to them and their conscience. And at least it's God who will work in their life. It's not me saying, oh, okay. Or if someone takes advantage of me borrows and not, never, I just say, Lord, that person may need it more than me. As long as I have the capacity, as long as God gives me, babalikin mo. Money can always come back. Right? But the soul of the person, when you do that, you allow God to work. Now listen, in conclusion. Oh, sorry. Wrap up. Resist not the evil man. Plain command of Jesus Christ. We need to obey this principle. Again, the application should not be universal and absolute. That you do it every time, all the time. Because there are exceptions to this. But if you understand the spirit, I mean, of course, if someone, asks, or takes your car, you not say, okay, take the car of my neighbor and everyone else. Right? I mean, there's all of these exceptions. But the exception does not negate the rule. It actually supports the rule. So I'm not here to debate all the exceptions, but I'm here to tell you the principle that we are to be different. We are. When Jesus says not to resist the evil man, we are not to take matters or justice into our own hands, but as much as we can, be generous and look at the soul, the eternal things, more than the temporal things, more than your own reputation, more than your own things, more than your own stuff, right? Look at the eternal things. As his disciples, we are to be men of peace, peacemakers, meek, enduring wrong, suffering loss, and accepting hardship. We should be full of compassion and full of faith. That's why tonight, as I end, how do I apply this, Pastor? Well, it's either two options. And I believe some of you are still thinking of taking matters into your own hands. There are two paths here, the path of revenge and the path of forgiveness. When you take matters into your own hands, you will never get justice. Because true justice comes from the judge who does what is right always. If you take matters into your own hands, you become the judge and you will never get justice. That's why you need to make the path of forgiveness. Forgiveness is the path. First step to true justice. Because when you forgive, it allows God to work. It's when Stephen, at his dying breath, he said, Father, forgive them. They did not know. What did they do? Forgive them. You know what happened? The next verse says, Saul was applauding. God took the Saul and turned it around because of that forgiveness. When Jesus at the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing, gave forgiveness for us all. Listen, Jesus, He demonstrated this for us. This is my last scripture, and I'll pray. 1 Peter chapter 2 says, For this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example. This is the example of Jesus Christ, so that you might follow in His steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in His mouth. And when He was reviled, He did not revile in return. When He suffered, He did not threaten, but continued entrusting Himself to Him who judges justly. When you forgive, you give the judgment to God who judges justly. And you know that you will get true justice when you give it to Him, not when you take it in your own hands. Amen? Let's bow down and pray. Father, Lord, thank You that You have demonstrated this for us. Do not repay. Do not resist the evil man. Allow You, Lord. Do not take matters into Your own hands. Lord, even tonight, I just pray for, there are some of you here, and you say, Pastor, I've heard what you said, but it's so hard to let go. It's so hard to forgive. It's so hard. You don't know what He did for me. You don't know what she stole from me. You don't know what has happened to my family, what has happened to us. You don't know the number of people, the pain. Yes, I don't know. But God knows, and Jesus knows exactly where you're coming from. He experienced it firsthand at the cross. He came here. He came down, walked more than an extra mile. He walked billions of light years from heaven to earth. Came down here, carried that cross, endured insults. Even His tunic, even His robe was taken from Him for your sake and mine. That's why He says, it is finished. And that's why that is, that forgiveness that you and I receive is the same forgiveness that He wants you to be able to release that person that you want to take revenge. So if that's you, say, Pastor, please pray for me. I don't know how to go about this, but I know I need to release that person. Just raise your hand and I'll pray for you. That's you. Whatever it is and whoever that person, can I ask you quickly to stand up? I know we've gone over time, but I believe the Spirit of God is here and wants to release you. Everyone is praying. If that is you, if you're standing up, just pray this prayer. You say, Father, I forgive so and so. Just name that person. I release that person. Just name him. From the injustice that he did to me. And as I forgive, I turn over the judgment to you. In Jesus' name. Father, right now, Lord, thank you that you came here to redefine even the lost. But first and foremost, you came here to redefine our hearts. So even right now, redefine, Lord God, Father, the things in their heart, that let not vengeance be there, but forgiveness, reconciliation. And I pray, Father, that you would begin to redefine, Father, their circumstances, redefine their relationships, redefine, Lord God, even their past, the hurts, redefine it, Lord God, according to your riches and grace. So I pray for these men and women, Lord God, release them, Lord God, Father, into your kingdom. Release them, Lord God, Father, so that they would walk in fullness of freedom. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen.
Praise God. We'll all stand up on our feet right now. Let's all stand up in our feet. How many of you believe that the Lord has spoken to us tonight?
Yes.
And I believe that's a powerful word. Can you say amen to that? All right. I just want to take that moment to really, as we raise up our hands, just for the Holy Spirit to remind us of that word. Can we just raise up our hands all across the place before we leave? Thank you, Lord. Lord, we receive your word as the one, Lord God, that you're speaking us personally. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that even as you redefine the law, thank you, Lord God, for changing our hearts from having a heart of stone to a heart of flesh. And Lord God, we receive your word today, just like you paved the way and show us the true example that even though you were reviled, you were insulted, you did not retaliate, Lord. You did not threaten. Lord, may we have this kind of attitude, Lord God. Even as we leave this place, thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Maybe in the past, Lord God, there was some retaliation that happened. But Lord God, thank you that you are at work within us. And Lord God, what a privilege for you to come into our hearts, for us to receive the spirit of compassion, and that we may not take vengeance, but we will trust you with it. And yet, Lord, we will have the heart of forgiveness. Lord, as we leave this place, change our hearts, change our minds. May this revelation be something that we'll follow till the rest of our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, God bless you all.